And it is the last segment here on Lotus Radio for our in-depth PSA program. I'm still Ian, your host. And for my third guest, I have Andrea Kirous from the Barracuda Championship. Andrea, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Wonderful. Barracuda Championship, that's been going how long now?
This is the 19th year of the tournament.
19th year. And what is involved with this championship? It's pretty big.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
of course, the first and foremost is PGA Tour golf, which is incredible. We get 132 professional golfers out to the course. And then on top of that, my goal is to try to make it as close to Disneyland on a golf course as I can get it. So
Oh, really?
We have a bunch of special events that take place during the tournament, which is August 3rd through 6th this year. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on out there this year.
Cool. Can you think of anything offhand that you want to discuss? Go for it.
My favorite activation that we're having out at the tournament is the Discovery at Barracuda Steam Zone. So I don't know if you've heard of Steam Learning before.
Oh, no, I have. I think we've had one or two people talking about
it. Oh, great.
In the past.
Yeah, the Discovery Museum, we have their biggest offsite activation that they do during the year. We built out a 1,600 square foot venue, and they bring out a bunch of interactive golf demonstrations. They're basically teaching you about the science of golf,
Wow. And
they have 3D printers out there. You can try to take a swing, and they'll analyze your golf swing. They have fun art projects, so it's just a really great venue for you to bring your kids out to the golf tournament, have a day outside, and then come and learn about golf.
That's fantastic. Get kids interested in the sport, like, right off the bat.
Exactly.
And then they learn educational things, scientifically
exactly.
And stuff like that.
And they get to interact with the Discovery Museum, which is such a great venue.
They really
such
are.
A great nonprofit. They do so much for the community. So we're really fortunate to partner with them for
That's
the second
really cool.
year with the Steam Zone.
That's awesome. So any other programs you're thinking that are in your mind that take place?
My second favorite thing that we're doing this year. There's so many.
Go for your favorites.
There's so
great.
Many. But in the past, we've done a really great job, I think, of making a great experience on course for our sponsors, people who are in hospitality venues. There's always been great food and great beverages. This year, we really wanted to focus on the people who are just coming out to see the golf, who bought a grounds pass, who are walking the course. In the past, there hasn't been really a place for them to enjoy themselves.
Okay.
They haven't really had a place to sit and watch golf or sit and eat lunch and watch golf. So we've moved around a bunch of stuff on the 18th green, and we built out this huge patio. We're calling it the Patio on 18, and we partnered with Reno Tahoe to just kind of enhance the experience out there. So there's going to be a Jim Beam sponsored bar. There's going to be picnic tables, front row seating to the 8th green. Merchandise will be out there, and it's just going to be this really cool venue. We're going to have a concert out there on Saturday at 6.
Oh, wow.
So we're trying to really enhance the experience. We're also having a Santa Maria style caterer this year, Santa Maria style barbecue.
Okay.
And he's going to have a giant grill right out there on the deck. There's going to be smoke and flames, and his food is really amazing. So we're stepping up our concessions game this year,
it's
too.
Fantastic, man. There's a bunch of different things people can enjoy at the Barracuda Championship.
That's
August 3rd through the 6th, you said?
Yep.
Very cool. And then we mentioned it just before we started recording, but Birdies for Charity is a program you guys put on. What is involved with that?
Yes, yeah, so we're very excited about that. It's a new program this year where all of the nonprofits in the community can sign up to be a part of it. And the goal is to get individuals in the community to help contribute to these charities. So you can go in and make a pledge per birdie. So that means at the end of tournament on Sunday, however many birdies have been made throughout the entire tournament, that's how much money you're pledging. So if you pledge one penny and a certain amount of birdies are made, it's just a penny per birdie. So
Okay. It's
very simple. Or you can make a one-time donation. But the cool thing about this program is we don't keep any of it. We give all of that money back to the charity of your choice, and we'll match it 10%. So
Wow.
if your favorite charity is participating, your money, any money that you donate to that charity will be matched 10% by the Barracuda Championship.
That's fantastic. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck with that one.
Yeah, and we're trying to incentivize incentivize people to participate. So we have a bunch of great prizes. When you make a pledge or a one-time donation, you can try to guess the number of birdies that are made during the tournament. And if you do guess the correct number, then you can win. Our grand prize is a family membership for 1 year for all of the Duncan Golf Management golf courses. Whoa. So that's Dayton Valley Golf Course, Wolf Run, Lake Ridge, for your entire family for 1 year.
Dang.
And then we have other prizes. We have a flat screen TV. We have a Callaway Epic driver. We have a bunch of awesome prizes.
That's really cool. Is there any other things offhand, charitable-wise, that you can think of that you guys are involved in?
Yeah, this year will be the 8th year of our annual Patriots Luncheon.
Okay.
And this is a lunch that we host at the Air National Guard Firehouse, and it's to benefit Veterans Guest House. So proceeds from that lunch will go to them, and it's just a lunch that's about honoring our military members and veterans and first responders. And in addition to that, we invite them all out. All military members, veterans, and first responders are invited out to the tournament for free. And then on the 9th green, we have the Heroes Hangout. And it's fully hosted with food and beer and wine, and they get great views of golf from the 9th green. And it's just to say thank you to all of them for serving.
That's just so simple and so lovely. Thank you for putting that on.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. We're really happy to try in some small way to thank those people that have served our country.
Definitely. Every little bit helps. So Barracuda Championship, how can people, do they need, I assume they'd probably want to get tickets for this thing?
Yeah, we've tried to make it as easy as possible this year. You can go to barracudachampionship.com and hit the ticket link. It'll take you to our ticket site. Very simple. Or you can just show up the day of. You can park in our general parking area. Parking is $5, or you can bring two non-perishable canned food items, and all of that food will go to the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.
Oh, wow.
And then we just have a great admissions team that will get you set up with tickets, and then you can shuttle up to the course.
Very cool. Andrea, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think we covered it.
You pretty much nailed it. All right. Andrea Kirus from Barracuda Championship, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Surely.